You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, this is your 10-minute daily business and finance news wrap. I'm Ricardo Gonçalves and it is Friday, the 5th of February 2021. Later, we'll take a closer look at the retail space and if there are any opportunities for investors. But first, the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, he spoke again today, this time at a government committee. He was asked a number of things, but one of the things that caught my attention was that of asset prices. Asked by MP Tim Wilson if he was worried about inflated asset prices, so things like shares and houses, this is what he had to say.
Well, it's good that people ask the question, isn't it? Because whenever investing in an asset, you should ask, are the valuations fair? Sometimes I look at that analysis and I kind of think, well, why are people so concerned? Because the current value of at least the Australian share market is lower than it was at the beginning of last year. So it still haven't got back to that peak. And it's only around the level it was 14 years ago. So certainly equity prices have recovered from the pandemic decline.
But following a substantial injection. Following a substantial injection of cash into the economy.
Yeah, it has. I mean, they fell a long way and then they've recovered. It's possible they increase further, but it's also possible they fall. So at the moment, I don't see particular concerns about the valuation of assets. Those concerns could emerge over time. And the same with housing. You know, people often kind of talk about housing and equities together. The National House Price Index is only where it was 4 years ago. There's a lot of dispersion in the market. Regional house prices are rising very quickly, but that's largely because of structural factors. I saw some data yesterday that said that in the past year we've had the biggest movement from our cities to regional Australia for many, many decades. People moved out of our cities in the COVID period to regional Australia, and that's pushing up house prices. So there are a lot of these structural factors going on as well. It's possible that these low interest rates do generate unsustainable increase in asset prices, but they haven't yet. Possible, but not yet.
Philip Lowe there, the RBA governor, speaking with Tim Wilson. Now, some retailers had a really tough time in 2020. Others, though, had a pretty stellar year. And all up, the Australian says that retail sales year on year rose by 9.6% in December. So for more on that, I spoke earlier with Bessa Detta, the chief economist at St. George.
Bessa, how would you describe the state of retail trade in Australia?
Retail sales is going gangbusters. We've seen a very strong finish to the end of 2020. There has been a lot of volatility. There were five monthly falls across 2020. But if we look through that underlying volatility, retail spending has actually been very resilient in Australia. We have seen some existing trends speed up, and we've seen some new trends emerge over 2020 as Australians rethink the way they work, live and learn. So we've seen online spending accelerate very fast. Online spending is currently travelling at an annual rate of over 50% per annum. And we've also seen a shift to eating in more, the caring economy and the homebody economy, which includes spending on health and well-being and doing up our homes. But as consumers became more confident over the second half of last year, we've also seen some of those trends just par back a little. So online spending had been growing above 80% per annum in April. That's now pared back to 50%-ish per annum. And we've also seen a shift now towards people eating out more. Now, if you have a look at cafes, restaurants and takeaway services on a year ago, it's still down. But over the last couple of months, it's actually been rising.
Retail sales for December, though, fell after a huge month in November. What's that about?
Well, consumers rushed out in November to take advantage of the Cyber Monday sales and the Black Friday sales. So clearly Australians were pretty exhausted by the time December got around. And so we have seen a pullback in spending in December. We also saw in December that New South Wales was facing a cluster of infections. And certainly when you have a look at the breakdown of retail spending by states, New South Wales was one of the harder hit states in December.
I guess the big question now as we go into 2021 is, will this sales growth momentum continue this year? And if not, what does this mean for the economy and where it needs to find growth?
I think we will see consumer spending continue to grow. What we are seeing at the moment is an upturn developing in housing prices, and that has a flow-on impact to consumer spending, particularly for household goods, brown goods, white goods, green goods. And so that tends to underpin consumer spending. But we're also going to see the end of some key support measures, including JobKeeper at the end of March and also the mortgage holidays. So we may see some disruption, I guess, occur to consumer spending. It's also really important to note that sentiment can be quite fickle. If we get a fresh wave of infections, particularly from the new strains of the coronavirus, then that can really cause a hiccup in consumer spending. But vaccine rollouts are due to occur very soon. And I think as we move through 2021, we will be moving from a year of disruption last year to one of transition this year.
Bessa Ditter there from St. George, the chief economist, talking about retail sales there. Now to the Australian share market. It ended the week stronger. The S&P ASX 200 up 1.1% to 6,840. That's an 11-month high. And it follows our records on Wall Street overnight. News Corp was the best performer on the 200, up 13% after earnings beat estimates. Zip was the second best performer. NAB was the best of the banks and Wesfarmers. The Bunnings owner hit a record high. For more on the day's action, including any opportunities in the retail space, I spoke earlier with Elizabeth Tian from Citi. Elizabeth, shares are up today. Why?
Yeah, market's quite strong today. And, you know, we had some good news from the Reserve Bank today, really pointing to that rates are going to stay lower for longer. Now, that's seen the financial sector make good gain today, up broadly around 1%. Other sectors doing quite well is, of course, the energy sector, oil price hitting a recent high overnight. So we're seeing broad gains across most of the market, not really unexpected, with interest rates where they are, Ricardo, you know, equities, really, people are parking their money right into equities.
The Reserve Bank Governor, not only did he say rates are going to stay lower for longer, but today he said at a House of Representatives committee that he's not really worried about the fact that asset prices are rising for now anyway. So to what extent are low interest rates supporting the market?
Well, they absolutely are. And we've seen that, you know, from 10 years ago with the GFC, easy monetary policy. If you kind of look back in the last 10, 12 years, when we have times of easy monetary policy and a lot of central bank liquidity, we've seen that really flow through to asset prices, property, equity markets. And that's not just in Australia. We've got strong equity markets across the globe, US equity markets, you know, the world MSCI markets, Australian share market, and also housing. It's not just Australian housing that's surprised on the upside, but across the board.
So where do you see value at the moment, especially given a lot of those smaller stocks which have attracted these new retail investors have really gone through the roof over the past 6 months? Where do you see value?
So because of the, you know, we've been saying, you know, the Australian market, Australian economy has done well and managed COVID very well. The sectors that we really like are the sectors that have good, strong domestic focus. Obviously, things like the retail stocks. And also because if you look globally, East Asia has generally managed COVID very well. And in fact, China is one of the only few major countries that ended at the end of last year with a larger economy than where it started off with. It actually saw GDP growth. That's resulted in strong, you know, iron ore prices, copper, mining prices. And so that's another sector that we think is the place to be going forward. You know, some of the miners during this reporting season, they might announce things like special dividends. They've obviously got good cash flow, good balance sheet. I might also add our banking stocks as well. There was a bit of negativity on the banking sector. We were never quite so negative on the bank, you know, even at the peak of COVID. And we've seen banks run quite well in the last couple of months. We expect that to continue with the turnaround in housing.
And just finally, we saw some official retail sales numbers today, year on year up 10%. So can you run through some of the standout retail stocks of 2020 and whether you think this sort of growth can continue into this year?
So, no, retail stocks have done very well, you know, all from right near the beginning of COVID. It's, you know, and there's a few key reasons for that. We've seen double-digit earnings from retailers, and that's on basically on the back of people have nowhere to spend their money. They can't travel internationally. A lot of the arts, you know, people going to theatre, that's off. So people are spending on retail. The second reason is unemployment. That's done so much better than what was expected 6-12 months ago. 90% of jobs that were lost during COVID have come back. And the third thing that's supporting retail is housing. So stocks that we like in the retail sector is, of course, in the staples sector, we like things like Woolworths. In the discretionary sector, we saw Wesfarmers hit a record high today. You know, it owns Bunnings. Retail stocks which are related to housing is a pocket that we like. We've seen that from the Nick Scali results recently, Beacon and Harvey Norman. The stronger housing market going forward with lower interest rates in the next 12, 18 months, that should lend well to the retail sector.
Elizabeth Tien there from Citi, that is SBS On The Money for this Friday, the 5th of February 2021. And for the week, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.